This book contains up to 4 sides per cassette. Side 1, The Currents of Space, a Galactic Empire novel by Isaac Asimov. Copyright 1952-1983 by Isaac Asimov. This edition published by arrangement with Doubleday & Company, Incorporated. All rights reserved. Narrated by John Polk. Hal Tenney and Mark Overton were unavailable to continue narration of this series. This book contains 231 pages on 6 sides. If you would like to skip over any remaining announcements or introductory material, place your cassette player in fast forward until a beep is heard. Stop at that point to hear the table of contents, or at the second beep to locate the beginning of the book. Annotation. What Rick knows about the future can destroy a solar system, so the rulers of Sark sear the memory from his brain and leave him for dead. Then a lonely peasant girl adopts him and turns him into a man. 1952. From the book jacket. The Unwanted Warning. Rick had been psychoprobed and his memories destroyed. Now he was only a helpless field worker in the Kirt fields of Florina, where every human being was owned, body and soul, by the ruling world of Sark. But slowly his memories began to return. He knew he had once studied the thin currents of space and that some terrible danger threatened the sun of Florina and Sark. On Sark, the ambassador of Trantor was searching for him and his dread knowledge. But the squires of Sark wanted no warning to upset their wealth-producing monopoly on the sale of Kirt. Somehow, Rick must warn both worlds before all life was destroyed. But what could a serf do against the power of distant Sark? A novel of the period when Trantor ruled only half the galaxy, and every independent kingdom guarded its right to corruption. Halfway to Galactic Empire. In the currents of space, Trantor has begun forming its great empire. But only half of the worlds of the galaxy recognize its rule. Now the time for conquest by force is over, and diplomacy must take over. But when all life on one small kingdom is being risked by power-mad fools, what are the limits of patience? The Galactic Empire novels. These 3 novels by Isaac Asimov show the development of the Galactic Empire, whose decay gave rise to the Foundation. They span the time from the first star kingdoms to the full flowering of the empire that ruled all the galaxy. Each is a complete independent novel. Together, they provide facts, history, and human developments that are often only hinted at in the Foundation series. Much of the material in the best-selling Foundation's Edge derives directly from background material to be found in these marvelous precursor novels. About the author. Isaac Asimov was born in the Soviet Union to his great surprise. He moved quickly to correct the situation. When his parents emigrated to the United States, Isaac, 3 years old at the time, stowed away in their baggage. He has been an American citizen since the age of 8. Brought up in Brooklyn and educated in its public schools, he eventually found his way to Columbia University and, over the protests of the school administration, managed to annex a series of degrees in chemistry up to and including a Ph.D. He then infiltrated Boston University and climbed the academic ladder, ignoring all cries of outrage until he found himself professor of biochemistry. Meanwhile, at the age of 9, he found the love of his life, in the inanimate sense, when he discovered his first science fiction magazine. By the time he was 11, he began to write stories, and at 18, he actually worked up the nerve to submit one. It was rejected. After 4 long months of tribulation and suffering, he sold his first story, and thereafter, he never looked back. In 1941, when he was 21 years old, he wrote the classic short story Nightfall, and his future was assured. Shortly before that, he had begun writing his robot stories, and shortly after that, he had begun his Foundation series. What was left except quantity? At the present time, he has published over 340 books, distributed through every major division of the Dewey System of Library Classification, and shows no signs of slowing up. He remains as youthful, as lively, and as lovable as ever, and grows more handsome with each year. You can be sure that this is so, since he has written this little essay himself, and his devotion to absolute objectivity is notorious. He is married to Janet Jepson, psychiatrist and writer, has 2 children by a previous marriage, and lives in New York City. Other books by Isaac Asimov. The classic Foundation series, Foundation, Foundation and Empire, Second Foundation, Foundation and Earth, the Galactic Empire novels, The Stars Like Dust, Pebble in the Sky, the robot novels, The Caves of Steel, The Naked Sun, The Robots of Dawn, Robots and Empire, I, Robot, The Gods Themselves, The End of Eternity, The Bicentennial Man and Other Stories, Nightfall and Other Stories, 9 Tomorrows, The Martian Way and Other Stories, The Winds of Change and Other Stories, The Early Asimov, Book 1, The Early Asimov, Book 2, The Lucky Star Adventures, writing as Paul French, David Starr, Space Ranger, Lucky Star and the Pirates of the Asteroids, Lucky Star and the Oceans of Venus, Lucky Star and the Big Sun of Mercury, Lucky Star and the Moons of Jupiter, Lucky Star and the Rings of Saturn. Table of Contents. Prologue, A Year Before, Side 1. 1. The Foundling, Side 1. 2. The Townman, Side 1. 3. The Librarian, Side 1. 4. The Rebel, Side 1. 5. The Scientist, Side 2. 6. The Ambassador, Side 2. 7. The Patroller, Side 2. 8. The Lady, Side 3. 9. The Squire, Side 3. 10. The Fugitive, Side 3. 11. The Captain, Side 3. 12. The Detective, Side 4. 13. The Yachtsman, Side 4. 14. The Renegade, Side 4. 15. The Captive, Side 5. 16. The Accused, Side 5. 17. The Accuser, Side 5. 18. The Victors, Side 6. Epilogue, A Year After, Side 6. Afterward, Side 6.